Instagram stories, hands down.
Yes, I know.
I just, with all the farm stuff, it's just easiest to post on stories because I'm, you know, like you, I'm on the go all the time. And
yes.
So it's quick, it's easy. I will always post new recipes on stories before it ever hits the blog because that's how I determine if I'm going to post it on the blog is if people really love it.
And keep asking you about it.
Yeah, like, because I'll give it out on the story. Like, I'll give a quick little recipe, but I just won't go into detail of, like,
yeah, what she does.
Exactly.
Like, I made stuff from her stories.
Yeah, so, and then if people want me to expand on that and I get a ton of questions, I'll just expand it into a blog post.
Yeah, and so on Instagram, she's Hopewell Heights. And actually, I have to say something. The other day, you made something with shrimp, and I just am like, I need to see that recipe.
Because
I forget what you
that?
Did. I don't know, is it saved to your story highlights?
If it's not, it's archived, so I can pull it out.
Yeah, put that on there.
Yeah, I will. And that, I did get a lot of questions, so that's on my blog post.
It just looks so good, and I don't normally make things with shrimp, but I wanted that right away.
Cajun shrimp pasta. Yeah, it was a creamy Cajun shrimp pasta.
Yeah, add that to your story.
Oh, yeah, I will, because, you know, it's a one-dish meal, too. Like, remember I showed how to do it all in the cast iron skillet.
Yeah, see, so you drew me right in with that.
I know. When you have kids, it's like, what's the least amount of dishes I can do?
Yeah, like you threw your pasta right in the sauce, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I once heard, I forget who this quote comes from, but it's like, if you ever want to find the best way to do something, ask a lazy person. And I'm that's me. That's totally me. I find out all of these amazing little hacks and tricks because I don't want to do dishes. I don't want to do more work ever.
Yeah,
so I just try stuff.
Yeah. And then it works.
Exactly.
And then,
sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time. Okay, and then your blog. Is it HopewellHeightsBlog.com?
Yeah, HopewellHeightsBlog.com. And
okay,
I try to post like once a week, yeah.
In the show notes as well. But I'll also leave her Instagram, but you can just go search it. So
awesome.
Well, it's been great chatting sourdough. Like I said with my podcast episode I did yesterday with my sister, I'm sure Stephanie's going to be on here again with me because it's really easy to get friends and sisters to join you on your podcast, especially when they have similar interests. So,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for chatting sourdough with me.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm sure we could have talked for forever and ever on this. Such a fun topic.
Yep.
So,
definitely. If you want to get started with making sourdough in your home, because Stephanie and I have convinced you how much you want it, make sure to grab my free ebook at bit.ly/farmhousesourdough. That's bit.ly/farmhousesourdough. I have all of my favorite farmhouse sourdough recipes right there so that you can have easy access once you download it on your phone and you can start incorporating some of these recipes into your kitchen. As always, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And I would appreciate it so much if you left a review. And I'll see you in my next episode.